mistakes we made last year and watching a lot of film. So I think that we've improved through spring ball, and so we're ready to go.
Do you think most of the things that happened to you guys last year are all correctable type things, but just like coaches talking about angles and execution?
Yeah, I mean, we took a lot of poor angles last year in the open field trying to tackle, and we made a lot of mental mistakes and coverages and blitzes, so those are all definitely correctable, and we're learning from our mistakes.
So is there a different attitude among you? I mean, outside expectations aren't obviously as high as they've been. I mean, Big Ten Network just picked you guys. Is that something you guys can feed off of, or do you pay any attention to that?
I honestly have no idea. I don't think anybody really pays attention to it, but I mean, so I don't really know.
What kind of feedback do you get from the students and stuff around campus? I mean, do they talk to you much about what's wrong with the program, or are you guys going to be better next year?
I mean, you'll get a couple comments, but you don't really listen to them because students don't really know what's going on, like, inside.
Sure.
But I mean, so you don't really, like, pay attention too much to what they're saying. If they're critiquing you and if they're telling you good job or whatever, you just try to keep a level head and things like that.
How different is it for you having Coach Parker back with the secondary?
I think it makes a difference. He's a great coach. He obviously played, so he knows everything that's going on. And, you know, he's a really good teacher. He points little things out on film. If you take one wrong step, he's correcting you right away. So he's very critical, and he's a good teacher. So I think it makes a difference.
Have you gotten a sense from that he seems excited about being around you guys more again?
Yeah, I would say so. He jokes around, says he misses us, but I think so. I think he's excited to be back, and who knows what he was doing up by himself, so I think he really misses us.
Does he ever show you clips of when he played?
You know what he's
going for.
Yeah, the older guys said he used to show a couple clips of him hitting people, but I've never personally seen any.
Does he talk about that much?
Every once in a while he'll make a comment about, Michigan State, 1981, big hit over the middle in cover three or something like that. So
he's known as one of the Big Ten's hardest hitters.
Yeah, so you can tell just by his attitude that he was a really physical player, just by the way he teaches and just his attitude about things.
How much motivation is it for you, Iowa's success with safeties? Maybe, I mean, you weren't really heavily recruited, but they've had a lot of safeties come in here. And how is that, I mean, knowing what they can do with defensive backs and stuff like that here?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Obviously, we've had a lot of great safeties here. I mean, Sash and Greenwood are really good, and Considine and a few others. So, I mean, obviously, they've got a history of a lot of good safeties. So, I think it makes people think, hey, Coach Parker, and they know what they're doing. So, I think it makes a difference.
Where do you feel you've gotten better this spring?
I mean, I think the game's really slowed down because, I mean, I haven't played strong since camp of my freshman year. So, I think the game's really slowed down for me. I'm seeing run pass a lot better, just reading the line and what's going on, and just getting a better feel for the defense overall.